I have a lot of Aquarius in me.
You ever had an Aquarius in you? Haha.
Maybe.
Should we start?
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Play This at My Funeral. I'm Abby.
I'm Nina.
That's Nina. Good morning, Nina.
We're on Zoom. Good night.
I'm so afraid of Zoom.
At this point, I'm not. It's 2021 and it's the year of the Zoom again.
Please, that's what this is. Don't say that. I don't know how much more of this I can handle, but we're making do. We've got our own little microphones in our, we've got our silly little microphones in our silly little homes. On our silly little Zoom call.
On our silly little podcast.
On our silly little podcast.
So much went into getting these microphones working.
Yeah. These microphones have seen things you couldn't even dream of.
God damn right.
I think, you know, it's the end of the... I almost said it's the end of the year. Jesus. It's been a long year already. It's been a long month. Yeah. But I think we're still early enough in the year to say Happy New Year. So Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Abby.
Happy New Year, Nina.
Thanks.
We've got some music New Year's resolutions to share with you today, because we're trying to we're on a quest for self-improvement, as everyone should be, really.
You might be.
I'm going first, you see if I don't. My first one is listen to the radio more. Last year, as we learn in Spotify Wrapped, I just listened to albums.
Don't remind me.
And like, I just was consuming so much new music.
I just listened to songs. Like, I literally just listened to the same song over and over last year.
We had album. Very different, like, we had kind of opposite.
We had very things. Different raps. Yeah. But the radio is good. What stations do you have your eye on? Your ear on?
Back in the day, I used to get a lot of my new music from NTS. Which I'd like to go back to, because I like just having it on in the background.
Yeah.
We love an NTS track list.
Yeah. I recently got NTS, like a premium subscription.
What does that get you?
It gets you the track list. And I was listening to a composer's NTS show, and I paid £2.
Is it only £2?
Yeah, it's £2 a month.
Oh my God. Bargain. Well,
I think you can pay more.
You can pay more, but I don't. So £2. Yeah. NTS. Yeah, absolutely. If anyone has good radio show recommendations, I never listen to like BBC Introducing or anything like that. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I never listen to any radio.
It depends what you're in the mood for, I guess.
Yeah.
It does depend. I know a couple of pretty good ones. My friend Kalisha does a one on Totally Wired Radio, I think first Saturday of every month. And she does like then and now, so old and new stuff, a nice variety, very good taste. And also Harley and Lola do the Never Heard of You, I think every Thursday on Boogaloo. Yeah, Boogaloo. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah, loads of small radio stations have popped up recently, I've noticed.
Yeah. Kind of,
I feel like that's the new thing.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. It'd be so much fun.
No, I like radio, and people always say that radio is gonna die out. And then someone pointed out to me once that it's the only medium that's like survived through the ages, so it will just never die.
I don't think it'll ever die. There's always
I don't think it'll ever die. I think it'll get smaller and smaller, but I don't think it'll ever die. I think it's having a resurgence, actually.
Yeah,
because it's on apps and everyone's shit now. That is true.
Listening to the radio in the car is unmatched. Like, I prefer it to aux any day.
Yeah. I don't like the pressure.
Any day.
Yeah. Hit me with your resolution. Who was that? Who said that?
Ethan. Ethan Davey. I'm naming Resolute. Him and I'm shaming him. He says resolution.
Name
he also
shame.
Had shedding in the same sentence. So, you know, he was in America. It was a weird time. He was picking up some new words. My New Year's resolution, I don't really have like a, I don't have like a graceful way of saying this, is to not listen to the same handful of songs over and over, to maybe broaden my horizons a bit, to
bring me the horizon.
Listen to some new stuff. Oh yeah, bring me all the horizons, except not that one. I want to listen to new stuff. I don't want to spend weeks on end listening to the same thing. And you know what? I was doing that today, but from tomorrow it will stop.
What were you listening to today?
I was listening to the new Wooloo song. Have you heard it?
I haven't listened to it yet.
It is good? Fucking great. It is really, really good. The video is great as well. The video is really good. The song is great. It's very just good. I like it a lot. And Folly Group released a new song today called Fashionista. So I was listening to those two kind of back to back. Yeah.
Fashionista. I'm going to add those to my playlist immediately after this.
I've added them to my 2021 playlist. My 2020 playlist had quite a ride, but 2021 is well underway. But those are some two really, really good new songs. Big fan.
That's a good start to the year.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, it's really good. And I also discovered the microphones today. A very, very good music. So I was listening to their album. Cannot remember what it's called, but I was listening.
This is the fun thing about Zoom, is you can look things up live from your recording device.
The glow part two. Sitting here staring into the void. Great times. My New Year's resolution is going well. Well, to be fair, I was listening to new things today. I was just listening to them over and over again. So at least they were new. I guess we'll check back next month and see if I've found any new music or if I've just been listening to those three things nonstop. I guess
it's an admirable feat not to be taken lightly when you've got into a groove of, you know, 10-hour Radiohead compilations. Yeah, when you're in the top 0.5% of Radiohead's listens, I feel like that's going to be a harder habit to break than you think.
Last year was a tough year, right?
Yeah. It was tough for everyone. We all expressed our feelings in different ways.
Yeah. But I feel like I listen to Radiohead too much, and I don't think I've actually listened to them this year. Yet.
You need a breather. It's okay.
I do need a breather. But I was also, I just lied to you then. I was just lying.
I don't want to lie to you.
Okay, so what's your other resolution? You got any more?
Yeah. It's in a similar vein, just kind of, because I was just listening to new albums last year. I would find an album, and then I would save it, listen to it all the way through, be like, yeah, I love that album, and then unsave it to show to my brain that I had listened to it already. So my saved albums was only albums I hadn't listened to. So then it was like, what is the point if you're just never going to listen to it again? So I listened to so much new music.
We had opposite problems.
Literally so much new music that I just didn't like. But it was, you know, expanding my brain, I guess. I don't know what that achieved.
It's time to narrow that corridor this week, this year.
I'm closing my mind. 2021 is the year to close my mind. I'm closing up shop for the winter.
Hibernating. No, I feel like I was getting so much new music from gigs, which I love. It is my pride and joy and the reason that I exist, but we're just gonna have to find a way, right? We're gonna have to find a way to survive.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, I really miss like standing in a crowd holding a pint and like taking awkward sips of it so that I'd have something to do with my hands.
I don't know about the standing part. I like sitting down.
Yeah, you really got into that lockdown
I got into
post-lockdown tradition.
No, I just, yeah, I don't want to do, well, I guess this is our sad podcast. We're allowed to indulge a bit.
Yeah.
But I do miss going to a gig every night. I probably would be at one right now.
Yeah.
January
Nina said, as much as January is a time for self-improvement, it is sad. Blue Monday is past. It's been and gone. We got through it together.
Yeah. I didn't feel any different.
Yeah. Neither, to be honest. Well, I mean, the whole month is just a bit damp.
Yeah. I've been having an okay time. I've been all right.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I guess. The sky is nice. I feel like it's nice to listen to music in winter because the sky is pretty. So it's very picturesque.
Well, have you seen the weather report for the next 7 days? It is raining every day.
I mean...
You know what?
That's still perfect for the theme of this episode.
True. Oh. Rain. Crying.
Rain. Water.
Lots of crying.
Precipitation. Go on. Tell them what?
About what this episode is about.
Yeah. Introduce our guest. Why don't you?
Oh, that's what... Sorry, it's so much easier to catch cues when we're in the same room and not on screen.
Yeah.
No, our guest is... Abby, you described her as a sad songstress, which I really, really love.
Sad songstress.
The song that is going to start our little show, I've got a bit of a story about. The first time I saw it live, I sat there and I cried like a baby. I think it was about a year ago now, maybe a year and a month ago. I didn't know who it was by, what it was. I just stood there and I cried. And I think I did that every time I saw Sarah play it live since. Which is great. So the first song and our guest is Sarah Meth for this episode, and it's a cover of I Know It's Over, played live at Lalo.
Recorded by Nina.
Thanks for the plug.
Have fun.
Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. As I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me. The knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loudish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, over. I know it's over. It never really began, but in my heart it was so. If you're so very clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why do you sleep alone tonight? Tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. with your triumphs and your charms while they're in each other's arms. It's so easy to love, so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you. The soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil. Mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head.
That was I Know It's Over by The Smiths, a song that Sarah did at Laylo in December.
When was the first time you played that?
That song?
Yeah, like live.
Oh my god, I think it was at one of the Guava Cafes.
Because I saw you play at Guava Cafe.
Yeah, I think that was it. That was like the first time I'd done like a solo set, like playing and singing just like by myself. And so it would have been maybe like 18, 19. And I feel like everyone went through their like sad Smiths phase when they were like 14, but I went through mine when I was like 18. I just like
to be done.
I'd never really like listened to them before, and then by the time I discovered them, everyone was kind of like, I don't know, everyone was a bit kind of like embarrassed by them, and I was like, these guys are great, like. And so yeah, it would have been I feel like that was kind of the start of like a bit of a like sad guitar girl phase. I kind of went through. I feel like I'm out of now.
Well, I remember seeing that, and I didn't know the song either. And like, even though I went through my sad Smiths phase already, and I still never.
Well, it's
knew
really
that
different.
Song.
Yeah, to the original. Well, yeah, the
like I turned around and like I saw people slow dancing and someone was like singing along and knew all the words. I was like, this is a beautiful moment. And then I went home and like googled it, because I was like, oh, it like I knew it was a cover, but I didn't know of what. And then I found the other version by
Jeff Buckley. Version
Jeff Buckley.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I was like, this is tasty, this is sad. Yeah. But then
I couldn't really get down with Morrissey's voice.
Jeff Buckley makes sad fucking songs. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know, he's like the OG sad boy.
OG sad boy. Literally.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the OG, but.
Yeah, maybe his dad. I swear his dad also.
Yeah. Tim Buckley.
What?
Who, we were talking about this a second ago, did that song. My mom, we did like a Instagram like call out for like sad songs on Monday. And my mom suggested Song to the Siren, which is originally by Tim Buckley, I think. But she did the this Mortal Coil version.
Yeah, she's like, we'll have to listen after.
But I swear the Smiths version of that song but is a bit more upbeat. Yeah. Does the Smiths version make you cry?
Well, it doesn't make me cry as much, at least.
No, it kind of makes me just want to, like, move. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
quite like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. I just think the lyric, like... I just think the lyrics in that song are, like... I don't know. I feel like I've never really resonated with lyrics like that before.
Well,
and it's weird because when I first started singing it, I always kind of thought of another person when I was singing it, especially the bit where it's like, if you're so entertaining, like, why are you on your own tonight? And then as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm singing this about me. Which I feel
alone?
I feel like at the end of the day, like, you know, I feel like most music is actually, you know, artists are really kind of singing about themselves when they, even if they think they're singing about like their one true love, it's really actually just about themselves, not to sound self-indulgent. But
that is true.
I get what you mean about the Smiths version. Like, people often come up to me after the set like, I hate that Smiths song, but I really liked your cover of it. But I think there's room for like all interpretations of it. I think there's something quite like euphoric about having like really heartfelt lyrics to quite like upbeat and kind of, but then I also understand why people prefer the Jeff Buckley version. So
Well, for me, it's more just like I don't really like Morrissey kind of thing. I love the Smiths song. I think it's great, but I know I just I much prefer your voice over it.
Oh, thank you. But I know what you mean. No. it's such a tricky like.
Yeah, but I do like that it has loads of different versions as well. I think that's really cool.
I think Morrissey's a good lyricist.
Mm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That being said, like. Like, they sound really, really sad, and you're like, wow, this is so deep. And then you actually, like, think about the lyrics, and it's, like, about him wanting to go to, like a women's hostel. Like, do you have room for a back scrubber? Like, like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is.
There are loads of lyrics like that. I was listening to... the Unknown Mortal Orchestra album Sex and Food the other day, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. Not particularly, I don't know if it was necessarily a sad album, but there's some songs on there where I was like, this is so sad. But then I listened to the lyrics, it was literally, no one wants to fuck the ugly robot. And I was like, this is the most, like, why? Why do I want to cry about this?
Yeah.
I can't remember what song that's from, but
I think they do that well because they do like the voice like so obscured that you can't really hear what they're saying, and so everything sounds really sad and deep, and then it's just like he's just chatting absolute nonsense,
like, and because he sounds like a robot as well. I'm like, you're not ugly, it's okay.
I get what you mean though. Like, I was thinking earlier the kind of difference between a song you listen to when you're sad and then a song that makes you feel sad, like they're kind of different things.
What do you listen to music when you're sad?
I think I'm definitely a wallower, but I think the music, the music that I listen to that makes me wallow isn't always like super sad. Like with I was trying to think of songs that make me cry, and the first song 100% is All Is Full of Love by Björk. Like,
yes,
that song just makes me weep. And I was chatting about it with my friend Shiv, and he was saying, he actually showed me that song, and that song was like my gateway into just being like obsessed with Björk. So I feel like I owe him a big thank you for that. But he was like, how is that a sad song? It's like the most beautifully written song. Like, the lyrics are
it
so
makes
hopeful.
Me cry.
And I'm like, I know, that's why it's so sad, because it's so sad. Like, I don't know if sad's the right word, just emotional.
It's like reassuring. like loads of Bjork lyrics that make me cry are not sad. They're just like really like the way she writes is like everything's gonna be okay. Like she has a song called Tabula Rasa. Tabula Rasa. And it's like basically like an apology to the next generation of like how her generation and the generations before have like left us in a mess and like fucked everything up. And she's like, oh, like I want to leave you the least amount of luggage. Tabula Rasa means clean slate. And wow. It's just so sad. And I saw her play it live and I was like crying.
Oh, was this at All Points East?
Yes. And I lost my friends in the crowd. And I was literally, wait, you were in the same crowd?
Yeah.
And there was lightning.
Yeah, going on behind her. It was crazy. Oh my
God,
wow.
It was actually crazy. You know, she's like I'm not really into star signs, but apparently she's like a triple Scorpio, whatever that means. I feel like that means something.
It does, yeah.
The lightning. Wow. I don't know.
Not sure what, but it's something.
Nina, I feel like I've told you this story a million times, but I'm going to tell you again. Mm-hmm. This time that me and Sarah are talking about when we saw Bjork, it was like, I don't know, maybe like almost 30 degrees. It was warm. It was humid. I'm lost for words. It was so magical. And I was so excited. It sounds like an experience. And I like ran from, what's he called? Flying Lotus.
Floating Porsche.
Yeah.
No, not floating.
Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus.
Yeah.
Which was like a 4D experience. It was so weird. Like
everyone was wearing like
3D glasses and stuff. And that was just like overwhelming for the senses. And then I fucking ran to be able to get like close enough to the stage for Bjork set. And it was like the sun was setting. And then in the distance, there was storm clouds and there was fork lightning for ages and it never rained on us. But if you looked over,
yeah,
like
it was raining in the distance.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy.
And I lost my friends and I was alone and I was just like standing there in this like giant electric blue raincoat weeping.
Well, yeah, you have your Bjork playlist.
I have my Bjork playlist.
How do you feel? Yeah, how do you feel when you listen to that? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad?
I feel the full range of emotions, but I don't
bring the roller coaster.
Like, I will get too distracted by my love of Bjork, like if I have her on any other playlist. So she's not on my sad playlist.
Right.
She's on my Valentine's Day playlist.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's it. That's like all the,
yeah, everyone's got that one artist else. But if you add one song, then suddenly you're adding like albums to like certain playlists. I definitely get that with Talking Heads, like once I start adding some, I'm just like, well, they segue so well into each other, so may as well add all of them.
She's not on my sad playlist. Do you guys have like a designated sad playlist?
Yes.
Nina was nodding. It's like, we can't.
Sorry, yeah.
We can't see you.
The thing is, I would make those. Really?
You don't have one?
Well, I mean, I made one maybe like two or three. I feel like I've just got so many where they're all. I have
just
one.
All your playlists
are
sad.
No, they're actually not. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of weird with the whole playlist thing. I'll make a playlist of like four songs and only listen to that and then make another one like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get that as well. I get really distracted.
Yeah, some people make playlists with like, you know, these like big images and they have like 200 songs in them. And I'm like, no, like this playlist needs to sum up that week, and then this playlist needs to sum up this person, and then this playlist needs to sum up like this holiday, or like, I don't know.
Yeah. Specificity is key.
I get that a lot, but every time I would like make separate playlists for every time I was feeling sad and just started numbering them, like just watch a number.
What number did you get to? 29.
Yeah, because and you could see my music taste changing because it's like it started off with like a lot of Wolf Alice, and then it was getting like a bit more like different stuff as I started finding more sad stuff. And I knew as well, I knew which one was good for what reason. So I would like have
different types
just
of
have specific ones. Like I'd have one with just like kind of piano and like sad string, but like I wouldn't consciously make it like that. I would just have like different ones for whatever I was sad about, really.
I think it's such a personal thing. Like, you know, you're not always sad for the same reason. So it makes sense that you have different kinds of music styles.
Yeah. But
yeah, mine cheated the system.
Yeah.
That's why it's so like not right. Like it's just all in one place and they just don't.
Well, I did try and make one. I did try and make an every sad song in the history of music. I put in brackets, work in progress. And I don't know how many songs I got to do. I'm gonna double check it. I've got it all downloaded. It's 14 hours. So it's got
that's too much.
No, but the thing is, if I'm in a sad mood, I'll go and I'll cue whatever ones I'm feeling like listening to.
Mm.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
So it's kind of like the numbered playlist, but just all in one, 14 hours. Radiohead, Beyonce. No.
Yeah, my I Am Sad playlist is just basically Radiohead. And then I've got Smith's one called Raw XD. From like 2018. So,
yeah. That is the perfect name
for
that
what you
playlist.
Will.
To be fair to myself, mine is, it's only it's 3 hours and 40 minutes long. It's called Wah 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 Wah. And I made it particularly because it's like stylistically kind of the same, so I was actually chatting shit before, so it's not just all the sad songs, it's like all like guitar-y, lyric-y.
Yeah,
sad. It's like Big Thief, Jessica Pratt. And then a little bit of
I've been loving Jessica Pratt, but I never really slap her on to like cry to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like there's something very kind of pristine about her that just kind of, it's definitely like in my feels music, but I've never listened to her and been like crying.
It's maybe a bit more, bit more hopeful. Also, you can't really tell what she's saying.
It's quite hopeful and it's quite like,
it's quite bright. It's like sad, but bright.
I can tell what she's saying, I think.
I can still cry at happy music though as well.
Yeah,
I think like if I'm just in the mood, I will just get overwhelmed by anything and I'll find a song so great that I will just cry. Like
she's a Pisces.
No, but and it's like, I don't know, I can find like a really happy upbeat song just like really like emotionally overwhelming. Okay, guys.
You know what, the Avalanches have always made me cry so much, and they're, you know, like super upbeat and like electronic, but
that's a curveball of a choice.
Well, a song that I initially had that with, like a really upbeat song, is the song Strange Overtones. That I always listen to the David Byrne version, but I didn't realize that there was a Whitney version which sounds a lot sadder than the David Byrne one.
I haven't listened to the Whitney version yet.
You know really? Nina loves this song because she's mentioned it on a previous episode and we've only had three episodes.
Oh my god, no.
No, but I love this song too. I find that I only know the Brian Eno and David Byrne version. But I find it really, well, not sad, just, I don't know, I'd like just moved out. I hadn't seen my dad in like a couple of months. And then my dad said it to me, like, this made me think of you, especially the lyrics. And then I was just like in my room
that
crying,
makes sense.
Like, oh my God.
Well, that makes so much sense. Because I listen to it and I'm like, oh, he's talking about music. Like, it's so fun hearing him describe music. And I just think about that. Like, I really think of him just being in an apartment and hearing someone singing. Like,
yeah. But it's such a nice song. It's like, I feel like my dad's probably one of my, not harshest critics, but like, if I decide to like share with him anything I'm working on, he'll often be like, are you sure about that lyric? Like, he never tells me, like, not to do something. He just questions stuff, which, like,
yeah,
I always really, really appreciate, because it does make me think about it. But I'm also, like, so stubborn. I kind of, not that, like, I'll never take anyone's opinion. I really value people's opinions. But I don't know, yeah, I just, the lyrics in that song, that still needs a chorus, da-da-da, and I was like, oh, sounds like me and my dad.
Oh, so is that like kind of a part of your writing process? So you, when you're writing songs, do you always show them to your dad and get
hardly ever, like, yeah, like maybe once or twice.
I would never show mine to my parents.
Yeah, well, no, this is the thing. It's like, I hate sharing stuff unless it's finished, or like, yeah, you know, 98% finished, because it's like, if you already have a different vision for it, and then someone is kind of like giving all their feedback, you're like, well, yeah, this isn't how I actually want it anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm very, very private. Just obviously because I'm, when I was living at home, I guess, you know, he could probably just hear everything that I was making in my room.
Yeah. No, I get, oh my God, I always like sing very, very quietly, especially if it's a sad thing. I can't, like, I don't know, I write it in my notes page and then I just don't show it to anyone until I'm like doing, yeah, recording vocals for it, and then it's like, then you can hear it, like, yeah, when my voice is soloed. But
literally all my, yeah, notes are like songs or like lyrics too, yeah. It's so funny, well, just like finding the odd line and you're like, fuck, like that must have been a bad day.
Literally, and you can see the date as well, so you're like, oh, well,
what was going on that,
you know, happened there? And sometimes it's just like one sentence, like just one sentence. But yeah, yeah, my notes. That's why I never show anyone what's on my notes. Like, I never pick up my notes in front of people.
Anyone who's like comfortable showing their notes page to people, like,
red flag.
Not trust. Big red flag.
But no, speaking of like kind of your music, Sarah, I was just thinking the show at Lalo and hearing your songs as well after, well, I guess I'd seen you live a few times and like the EP had come out, and it was just really nice seeing them all together and seeing like you did like a happier kind of the Fuckboy song, that one as well, and just like having a really nice amalgamation. But it's really nice having the sad songs and the happy songs and the new
and
ones,
the songs about fuckboys.
Cool. I'm definitely, yeah, not, that one's a bit of an experiment, like I'm not, it's not cool.
I like it a lot.
I don't know. That actually came about like from a game. Me and my friend Taylor. Do you know Taylor Sky?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were playing this game where like I kind of wrote lyrics in the style of one artist and like chords,
yeah,
and sent it to him, and then he'd produce it in the style of another artist, and like we wouldn't tell each other like who they were until the end, kind of thing.
That's so fun.
That is really good, yeah. That's so clever.
I feel like that's going to go viral now. Everyone's going to be playing that game.
I wrote that in the style of, like, OK Kaya in my head, because she kind of has all these very, like, explicit, not even explicit, just, like, I don't know, she sings very softly and, like, gently and, like, folky, all these kind of, like, I don't know, like, taboo things. And then he produced it in the style of like one of Bon Iver's albums, but like the crazy one with all that like wacky production on it. And I've never heard yeah. of, when he said like Bon Iver, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't sound like. yeah. So then that was cool, because then I like discovered that album and like hadn't heard of it before and didn't realize he'd like gone down that road. So yeah.
If anyone like listening fun, plays that game, tag us and tag Sarah. Sarah, plug yourself. Where can people find you on the internet?
Just Sarah Mess.
Sarah Mess at Sarah Mess on Instagram.
Yeah, drop me a little message.
What else do you want to plug?
My EP is called Dead End World, and yeah, there'll be another one at some point.
You're excited. I'm excited too. Well, thank you for joining us, Sarah. It's been really nice chatting about sad things.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
But yeah, so I think we're going to hear a song from your EP, from the Layla recording, to play us out. But
and you can find us at Play This At My Funeral on Instagram. But follow Sarah instead, because she's more fun. Okay, bye everyone.
And if you can